And now to science, specifically the science of brain cancer. Barrow Neurological Institute just got a chunk of money, $50 million, to launch a new center to study brain cancers like glioblastoma, the disease that took the life of Senator John McCain. And KJZZ's Brett Jaspers is here to tell us a little bit about this new effort. Brett, good morning.
Good morning.
So it's called the Ivy Center. What is new about it?
Well, according to the director of the Ivy Center, Dr. Nader Sanai, they are using this new technique that has been used in other cancers, but not much for brain cancer because it involves timed operations, which is technically pretty difficult. The way the technique works, they administer a dose of an experimental drug before surgery, then they'll take a sample from the patient during surgery and immediately send the sample off for testing. And Sanai says that they'll get the results much faster that way.
The value of the strategy is that it lets us cycle through many, many different drugs and trials very quickly because each of these trials require 10, 20 patients. They usually open and close in 6 months. So we can then test many new drug combinations over a short window of time, whereas traditionally clinical trials will take years just for an individual trial.
So if you try out more drugs, you can maybe find one that works more quickly.
That's the idea.
Now, Brett, we've heard a lot about the patients who've had glioblastoma, the disease that killed John McCain, also Ted Kennedy, Beau Biden. Is there a connection to this center?
Glioblastoma also killed Ben Ivey in 2005, and he's one of the namesakes of the foundation that's giving this money to Barrow for the Ivy Center.
As an understatement, there are so many horrible cancers. Why is glioblastoma specifically so hard to treat?
I asked Dr. Sanai that, and I thought what he said was really interesting. There's a couple of reasons for this. One is related to the fact that there is this brain-blood barrier that protects the brain.
It's effectively a combination of the fact that it's hiding in the brain behind this barrier that limits our ability to get therapies to it, plus the fact that it is genetically extremely heterogeneous, meaning that different parts of the tumor has different genetic makeups, and so it's very easily adaptable to any therapy. It has resistance mechanisms that other cancers don't.
And Brett, he also said that because glioblastoma has had these different genetic makeups, what they'll be doing at the Ivy Center is experimenting with 2 and 3 drug therapies. Is that right? KJZZ's Brett Jaspers. Brett, thanks for joining us.